The representative body for the tourism sector here has warned that if the level of tourist accommodation being used to house Ukrainian refugees and asylum seekers does not fall, it will have an enormous knock-on effect on the sector next year. The Irish Tourism Industry Confederation says nearly one in every four tourist accommodation bedrooms is currently being used to fulfil government contracts, and the number seems to grow by the week. Minister of State Patrick O'Donovan, you may have heard, told RT's Morning Ireland programme today that accommodation up to the size of Galway City will be needed to help Ukrainian refugees arriving here. Well, we're joined here in studio by Eoin O'Mara Walsh, who's CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Very good afternoon to you, Eoin O'Mara Walsh, and welcome to the programme. The situation in relation to hotel accommodation, what are you seeing, and what are your concerns around the impact of this on the wider tourism sector?
Well, it's a big issue for us. I mean, 2022 has been a good year, a much better year than anticipated for Irish tourism, and that's fantastic news. But looking forward, we're increasingly worried about next year and indeed the year after. There's a load of factors there. There's the macroeconomic wobbles that we all know about. You've just heard Robert talk about the inflationary pressures, and you can imagine how tourism and hospitality businesses are suffering in that context. But the other issue really that is causing us concern is the impact of government contracts with tourism accommodation providers for refugees and asylum seekers. So we learned this week that nearly one in four bedrooms that should be available to the tourism market are now occupied by Ukrainians or asylum seekers. That's an understandable, if you like, immediate reaction from the Department of Children to house people who obviously need housing. But our concern is that that can be managed to a certain extent over the quieter winter months. Mm-hmm. But if that situation doesn't improve or indeed gets worse, which is our fear, into next year, then there's going to be a huge knock-on implication for the tourism economy. And it won't be good in terms of revenue, tax receipts, and employment.
But you do acknowledge that for many hoteliers, this makes sound financial business sense, particularly as it means hotels are filled, rooms are being used, they're getting an income through what often are very quiet period of the year.
Yeah, for the hotel sector over the winter months, it's a commercial arrangement and it may well suit quite a few of those. But my concern really is for next year, and it's more for the downstream tourism businesses. So Fáilte Ireland, the National Tourism Development Authority, estimate that a tourist spends €1 on accommodation and €2.50 on other services. So the downstream tourism businesses will really suffer. The restaurants, the attractions, the pubs, the tour operators, the Jarvis in Killarney, for example. If there's no tourism bedstock, there will be no tourism activity in those towns, and that's a real concern.
And can anything be done to ameliorate that? Can there be other ways of generating business looked at for those enterprises?
Not really. I mean, 75% of the tourism economy here in Ireland is made up of international visitors. So we badly need the Americans and the French and the British and the Germans into the country again. The domestic market is important, but it only goes so far. So we really think it's, you know, the government have to really take this as a serious priority, both for refugees and asylum seekers, who, by the way, should not be staying in a hotel for an extended period of time, but also for the tourism industry, which is the largest indigenous industry and biggest regional employer. And I think it's high time that the government produced a comprehensive plan which outlined exactly what sort of accommodation services will be provided to refugees and asylum seekers going forward. The tourism sector can be part of the solution, but it can't be the only solution.
And in relation to the part it might play, what would be an appropriate part? If you're saying that one in four hotel rooms are now being made available to accommodate refugee families, what is an acceptable level, if you like, of accommodation from the hotel sector?
Well, we're doing a bit of number crunching at the moment, and indeed the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation will have a deep dive report on this next week. It's about 25% at the moment, but remember, there's about an expectation of about another 10,000 refugees and asylum seekers before the year end, so God knows where they're going to stay. But we really think that a figure of around 15% of the tourism accommodation stock is bearable. Anything more than that is going to cause serious repercussions.
Eoin O'Mara Walsh from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, thank you very much for talking to us.